Our locker room chats here conclude on a Wednesday on 92.1 KMZA, part of the MSU Sports Radio Network. We're with head coach Jason Claycamp with the Onega Buffalo Boys. This locker room chat has been provided by Blue Vine Technologies, Community Healthcare System, and Onega Pharmacy. Right here, talking about the last two games for you, coach. Washington County last Friday and Dauphin West earlier this week on Tuesday. Coach, tell me about these last two games for you and your team.
Well, Washington County, they kind of took it to us a little bit. They're big and athletic, and that just wasn't a great matchup for, especially missing our big guy. And then last night we played pretty tough against D West. So again, we've got to find a way to get more post touches and get some scoring inside. Our guards shot the ball okay last night, but we just couldn't hit enough shots to come out on top. But I thought we played well, and I thought we rebounded well after getting whooped up on last Friday. So I think we're still playing okay. We just got to learn how to play a little differently now.
Before we talk about Substate, let's talk about the final game of the regular season here on Friday coming up against Valley Heights. You'll host the game here. It'll be on 92.1 KMZA to listen to on radio. But, Coach, how important is it to kind of finish here on a strong note before going into Substate, trying to take a little momentum going into it?
Yeah, I think confidence-wise, I think that's big for us. And I think it's good that we get to come back home for that last game. We haven't had a lot of home games this year. We've played well at home for the most part. So I think it'll be good to come home and then have a chance to go get a W to close out the regular season.
Well, now kind of shifting our focus to Substate brackets having come out today. Looking ahead here on next Monday, you'll take on the Troy Trojans, a top team in the Northeast Kansas League. What are going to be some keys here in that first round matchup against Troy to kind of continue to play on to the tournament?
Yeah, Troy will be a different opponent for us, meaning they're not in the TVL anymore. I haven't seen much of them this year, so we still got some scouting to do on them. But it comes down to, can we make shots, I think, and that's kind of where we're at right now, is we've got to hit the outside shot to keep ourselves in game, and then we've got to find a way to get some post touches and get a little bit of scoring inside to kind of keep us a little more balanced.
Well, Coach, your league schedule ends here on Friday against Valley Heights. How would you kind of evaluate the season so far here through league play in 2025-2026?
Yeah, I think for us this year, I think we've been competitive all season. That's something that we weren't necessarily last year. We've had a lot of close games. We've had a couple overtime games. We've put ourselves in situations to win games this year. We just got to figure out how to get over that hump a little more. I think we're at 7 wins. I think that's the most wins that Omega's had in the last 9 years, maybe. So we've done some good things this year. I think it could be better. I think it could have been better. I think we've still got some work to do here to close out the year, though.
Well, Coach, I appreciate your time as always, and thank you for joining us for week number 10 of our Locker Room Chats.
Thank you.
That was head coach Jason Claycamp with the Onega Boys as they close their regular season here on Friday against Valley Heights. And next Monday, they will take on the first round of Substate Troy on the road.